Okay, Bill Clinton out there speaking yesterday. We're all in peril. We're all going to die. It's all going to be horrible. Just want to let you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's never lied before. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got your scary music, Chase?
It's all on you.
Yeah, it is. It is all on you. Yeah, so there. Oh, Fortuna! I love when he plays that All for Tuna song.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the tuna. Anyway, Bill Clinton warned the growing devastation of the global economic downturn. He said the dangers posed by natural disasters around the world had been increased by the effects of climate change. Where did he say this?
Mm-hmm.
He spoke on the first day of the annual Clinton Global Initiative.
There you go.
It's my party.
And I'll whine if I want to.
Yeah, so there you go. You can go read about it. It's all over the place. You know. In the meantime, our president, U.S. American President Barack Hussein Obama, ventured out to the suburbs of Virginia again yesterday to have a little backyard time with middle-class people. He again talked about his health care reform, the nation's economic woes, this time in Falls Church, Virginia, that, of course, is an absolute slum. There's some.
Is it really? I don't know anything.
No, it's.
I didn't think
of course it's nice. God, it's not going to go anyplace where, you know, you might have to walk in dirt. The president spoke about provisions of the new law that take effect today, 6 months after the package was signed into law. During the visit, the president admitted, quote, "Sometimes I fault myself for not being able to make the case more clearly to the country."
Sounds like a George Bush line.
Yeah. "No, you stand behind a podium like an arrogant snot and lecture to us, Mr. President. That's what you do. You can't make it clear." Okay, that's fine.
He just called the president a snot.
Yeah, can I not do that?
No,
it's arrogant, as a matter of fact.
It's free America.
Yeah, it is. Okay, for their part now, the Republicans are going to unveil their big new contract with America today so that they can not be the party of no anymore.
Yeah.
This they're
kind of sunshine are they going
to
blow?
Okay, this is called the Pledge to America, okay? It is an important, according to one GOP House member, it is an important milestone showing our people we have learned our lesson and we are ready to govern. All right, how long has the Republican Party been in existence? They've learned their lesson now? It took September 2010 for them to learn their lesson? Okay, and that's fine. They want to repeal and replace the health care reform. They want to extend the Bush-era tax cuts permanently. They want to end TARP. They want to end the stimulus plan. They want to keep Guantanamo open. They want to put new sanctions on Iran. They want to increase spending on missile defense. Part of the plan reads, this is a quote from the Republican Party. "An arrogant and out-of-touch government of self-appointed elites makes decisions, issues mandates, and enacts laws without accepting or requesting the input of many." Now, are they talking about both parties, or are they trying to say Democrats are the only ones who do that? Because I believe when Tom the Bug Killer DeLay was the Speaker of the House, he was called the hammer for a very good reason. He would just drive it through and didn't care what anybody else thought. So, once again, we can only hope that, in this case, the Republicans, that's fine. I don't care which party it is. If they'll just start listening to the people for a change. But they've learned their lesson, and they're ready to govern. Yeah.
Yawn.
Yeah. They win the House. Let's see how that goes in January. Somehow, some way, I think they'll be scorekeeping somewhere. For most conservatives who want to privatize Social Security, it is a subject best spoken of in whispers, but the Club for Growth, which is a right-wing advocacy group, and they do have some influence, says it's time to start talking about this, and in fact they are urging Republican congressional candidates to speak out very loudly in favor of privatizing Social Security. They've posted, something on their website, called Privatized Social Security? Hell yeah! That's what it's called. Most Republicans are running away from the Social Security issue, they say. because they've probably been told by establishment handlers to never defend privatization or personal accounts, but that they believe that's baloney. Candidates for Congress should adopt that message and support it loudly. And, you know, I think, again, Tom, I don't believe that it really should affect us as much as it should affect people like Chase and Younger.
So much is like that, isn't
it? Yeah, but I mean, who have a chance to really make a difference in their own retirement decisions.
I've said it once, I'll say it again. I've never once factored in Social Security into my retirement plans.
Social Security is poverty insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it really is. And we're supposed to really, I guess, invest above and beyond for ourselves. So why won't the government let us do this? And there's some interesting background because in discussing this, looking at what these folks had written, because there is privatization of Social Security, if you will, in Australia. And the problem is...
So you're saying all of their retirees are living in the streets?
Right. Now, well, the problem is that there are companies there who rip them off, you know, like anything else. I mean, we have rip-off funds here, Bernie Madoff and that kind of thing, Ponzi scheme. Of course, I think Social Security is probably a Ponzi scheme too. But nonetheless, they're not necessarily any better off. The option should be there. There are some folks who don't know enough about where they want to put their money that probably staying with the government and saying, yes, you handle it, is fine for them. But I think... if you kind of try to make a hybrid of the system where people can take some of that money and invest it where they wish, heaven knows we're a net for enough people as it is. I guess we can add a few more in there as a safety net. But anyway, the Club for Growth saying that that's something they should do. I don't know. This isn't politics, but it's a little bit of a concern. Rather than agree to the provision in the health care law that will require them to cover children with pre-existing conditions.
Mm-hmm.
National insurance companies taking a different route. They are dropping children's only plans completely, which is a little frightening. Anthem Blue Cross, Cigna, and Aetna have announced that they will stop offering child-only coverage in states across the country rather than risk straining their budgets on what they call an unlevel competitive environment.
How about that? But that wasn't going to happen. You were going to have the option. It was just there was going to be a federal option as well. There wasn't just going to be federal only. There was going to be a competitive market, but the federal government was going to enter that market, Scott. Now you're telling me that these private companies are not going to play?
They don't want to play. They're checking out because you know what? They have investors, and investors want return on investment, and they're going, nah. So basically, because, you know, I know this would never happen. I know this would never happen. But there might be a family that would go and buy insurance on the way to the doctors and then cancel it afterwards. I know that nobody would ever do that.
Because that never happens in the auto insurance business.
No, never. So that won't happen. But nonetheless, they've decided to do that.
Not only did that with electronic equipment, you know.
What's that?
Well, you don't go buy something, use it, and take it back.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
You know? Thomas, people like you, the reason why some of those retailers got that open box policy.
That's right. His iPod doesn't work very well.
Yeah, really. Hang on, let me delete all my songs.
Because I tried it this afternoon, and yeah
that's right.
A majority of U.S. Americans think that cutting the deficit is a better way to strengthen the economy than government spending.
What do they know?
No, it's spend, Scott.
That's right. Yeah.
Not save.
According
spend.
According to the
you
Reuters.
People and your stupid ideas.
Yeah, we know better than you do.
Yeah.
57% in the Reuters Ipsos poll released yesterday, support deficit cuts while the economy is struggling, and only 39% say that deficit spending will promote economic recovery and create jobs.
Come on, you'll be dead. Your grandkids can handle it.
Really? Exactly.
Look,
yeah.
I mean, you know, they stub their toe, they get over it.
So you mean to tell me that if my house, we bring home $100,000 a year.
Okay.
And in my house, if we bring home $100,000 a year and we want to improve our financial situation, we can either go out and try and get another job, but we don't want to take ourselves out of the home. So we're pretty much taking in all we can take in.
Uh-huh.
So you're saying that to then maximize our available cash flow, instead of spending more money that we don't have, we should spend less?
I know. It cuts.
That makes no sense,
I know.
Scott.
It cuts against the grain, doesn't it? Yeah. I don't know. Apparently, there's some U.S. Well, apparently, a majority of U.S. Americans who have this illogical point of view as to how we should handle
this. When will
this.
They learn?
I don't know. That's after all. That's why government's there, to take care of us when we make a bad decision.